bill, if I got this right, which is why we got Representative Tolson Rice on the line, it will help us implement the senior citizens' property tax freeze. Thanks for joining us, Cherie.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. We were holding off till near the end of session, which we knew we would get it passed on the last day or shortly before that, because there was actually a House bill that mirrored it, but it was a little bit better, that we were actually waiting on the Senate to pass first, if possible. But we all know the Senate had their usual meltdown and went home early again. But we knew we would get this passed. It was a unanimous vote. This is not a partisan issue, nonpartisan. It was a unanimous, except out of the entire body, Friday afternoon, David Tyson Smith voted present. And maybe that's because his predecessor was Commissioner Kip Kindrick, who I know the commission has not wanted to pass this. And they have flip-flopped so many times. They put it on the ballot when they didn't have to. They cost taxpayers an election. It passed 2-1. So let me get into the meat of the bill, if I could.
Sure.
So, you know, this clarifies some of the gray areas. And so, number one, you do have to be 62 or older. Number two, you don't have to be on Social Security. It's the age is the criteria, not if you're on any form of retirement. Another thing that, you know, people were unclear of, if the property has to be in your name specifically, because a lot of people came to me and the legislature, well, our property is in a trust, and if that trust is for your benefit, then a trust will qualify. You know, if it's got your name on it and you're an eligible taxpayer. One of the things also is this is a huge, huge thing. There's no means test. You know, Boone County flip-flopped, well, if your house is under $300,000, then they backtracked. This is across the board. It doesn't matter what your house is assessed at, you'll qualify. And number two, they can't pick and choose which taxing entities they want to freeze. This is big because, you know, some of the area school districts came up with this consultant's pie in the sky. And Mike Murphy here, Como Buzz, you did the work. You did the journalism in-depth study that it was just crap. Yeah. And you got facts, and facts matter. And so here's where we're at now. Boone County Commission must adopt an ordinance to authorize this. And so my next question to them, and I'll probably be sending out a press release in the next day or two, is, so now that they've waited, said they would wait, when are they going to do it? And so, again, are they going to drag their feet, or are they just going to get it done? So we can do it this year and do it now. And as everyone knows, I've been doing the initiative petition process for over 6 months now. And so, you know, do I still turn in the signatures and still put it on the November ballot in case they try to, again, change their mind? And all you out there know, the public hearings they held after the election, by the way, were overwhelmingly in support of this. You know, so I hope they do the right thing, and I hope they do it soon.
Do you have there must be a time frame. So if they do the right thing, if they get this implemented within the next couple of weeks, that makes it unnecessary. It would make it unnecessary for you to have to follow through in the fall, correct?
Correct. And I'm afraid they're going to drag their feet because there is no time frame. And I would really hate to have the county taxpayers pay for a second election cost. The county hasn't come out with what it has cost Boone County taxpayers to even have it on the April ballot. So to double tax our citizens for a second election shouldn't be necessary, but I don't trust them. I don't think they want to do the right thing. And so my deadline is coming up mid-June to get those signatures turned in. So I may be forced to still do that, unfortunately.
Okay.
Bills go out, property tax bills go out around Thanksgiving. Is there a possibility that we might see that reduction later this year?
Well, that's all on the county commission. It would take two out of the three, and I think none of the three want to do this. They're backed in the corner. They're being forced to do something because they like taxes and they like spending other people's money. They just bought an over $1 million building, among other things. And it's like, help the senior citizens out, you know, help the people that pay the taxes. And I have to stress this. Nobody's tax bill is going down. No taxing entity will lose a penny. This is only on any future increases. And you know, they think the sky may fall in and we're all going to die. And that's just pure hyperbole nonsense.
Yeah. Hey, quick question while I'm thinking of it. Did this cover... you still have to opt in if you want to do this. It's not going to be across the board for people, right? You have to opt in. Is that set in the bill?
So it is not in the bill, but I have stated that because the county commission has stated that. What the bill does say is that the county commission can adopt the ordinance, of course, but adopt procedures. And I think they've already come out with a draft sample procedure. You have to fill out name, address, your legal description, documentation such as a driver's license, birth certificate, to prove you, A, are 62, and B, that you, in fact, own the property, which is easy to find out through the county recorder of deeds office and the voter rolls, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the property tax rolls. So, yes, they may adopt procedures.
You'll surely have to opt in. I would certainly think.
And that's my imagination. Yes, yeah. That's what I imagine, that yes, you will have to opt in. I don't, and that's kind of what I've been saying all along to anybody that's against it. You can pay all the taxes you want. You don't have to get the freeze. You have to opt in is what I believe the commission will do.
Yeah.
Of course, Cherie, you just mentioned the $1 million building, which is on the west side, what I will call the courthouse square. And it's unknown at this point. There are stories, there are rumors, I guess, floating around that there's some rather grand construction project that will probably occupy that site, which includes the old Harold Johnson New Way Lumber area that they bought. So they own this whole block. And so who knows what they're going to build down there, a skyscraper, a parking garage, to be disclosed, I guess. We'll make the story
interesting. Why did they not disclose that before they bought it? I mean, it's taxpayer money. They need to be transparent. And on the corner, the old Lifestyles building used to be my relative Tolson Furniture on that corner. Right. So very familiar. But they're not even utilizing that space. So, yeah, what's up with that? Spend over $1 million, but don't tell the taxpayers what you're going to do with that?
We're talking with State Representative Cherie Tolson-Reich. So, Cherie, now that the session is over, there is a chance you can get called back still, right? Are you still a state rep? That's my question.
Yeah, so I'm a state rep till December 31st.
Okay.
So, but I don't know that the governor will call us back. Some of us, a lot of us, actually are so disappointed in the Senate. You know, we got so many good things done, education reform. We did the FRA. We did the $50 billion budget, you know, and we did lower it by $1.5 billion. And but here's the thing. We did not get initiative petition reform done, which half the state's happy with that and half the state's not. But it could have been done.
What's your take on that? We were talking about it earlier. I don't know if you're listening. I feel like we're not getting the story. Nobody's telling us what's going on there. I feel like there's senators telling us one thing and doing a different thing. What is going on with IP reform?
You know, I'm privy to some, but not all information, and I completely and 100% place the blame on Senate leadership. You know, their failure to do their job. You know, we did our job in the House. We had a good bill. It should have been passed in the Senate. It should have been passed months ago. And if they needed to use the nuclear option of the PQ, the problem was you have to have 18 signatures, and they had 16. So where's the other out of the 24 Republicans? Because neither the Speaker Pro Tem or the floor leader signed to do the PQ. But yet they decided just to go home and play golf.
All right. State Representative Cherie Tolson-Reich, thanks for being with us today, Cherie.
Thank
you. All right. Wow.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad we're moving forward on this.
The west side of the square. I think we need to know more about that.
Yeah. And you know, the city is going to purchase another building, for goodness sakes, to make another museum.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that as soon as we get back here on Columbia Buzz.